Improv for Humans, live from Treefort Fest, in Boise, Idaho, featuring Danielle Schneider and John Gabris.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Let's welcome our guests, Danielle Schneider and John Gabris.
Hello.
Sibilance. Sibilance.
And I should have brought my theme song. I was waiting for my theme song. I guess I never queued it up.
We'll fix that in post.
It's always great to enter in silence. So meditative.
I don't think I've ever done that before. Just enter in complete silence.
And then introduce yourself.
Wave to an audience in complete silence. One of the most awkward
that was funny. That made me laugh. How are you humans doing? You look good. Great. Sorry for the awkward intro, but I don't feel awkward anymore. And to prove that, we're going to start the show. So what we do in this show is we take a word, we use that as a suggestion for one of us to tell a story, and then one of the other two will start a scene off of that. So why don't we get a word from the audience over here where I'm pointing. Turtle is the word.
Turtle
is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little. I went to Hawaii with my wife, and we were snorkeling in a little place called like Turtle Cove. So you're allegedly supposed to be able to see turtles in this cove. And Tiffany's got a little bit of fear of the water. I'm more confident in the water than on land. So like, it's a good.
You used to be a lifeguard, right?
I used to be a lifeguard, but it's always inside of you. I'm ready to save at a moment's notice. Plus, I'm, you know, thick-skinned, built for floating and all that. For some reason, I don't get cold in the water. But so we're looking for these big, there's supposed to be some sea turtles there. And we're like, and people are like, that's the cove where they hang out. So we swim over to the cove and we're looking at that, like at this cove, and we can't find anything. So we're down there and I'm like, and we keep coming up like, did you see anything? No, nothing. And then a couple of people are in like a little like dinghy boat and they're like, turtle. And me and Tiffany are going, yeah, we know, we're looking for them right now. And they're like, turtle. And we're like, ha ha ha, yes, turtles. We love it here. Turtles, they're right. And so Tiffany and I keep looking, and then they're like, no, turtle. And so we turn around and we're like, what? And then right behind us this entire time was a turtle the size of like a fucking
trash can.
Like a bigger than a trash. It was like a size of a small boat, like underwater. It was like one of those giant fucking turtles, and it was so close to us. And I turned to Tiffany like, oh my God, it's, and she is fully panicked. It's like not expecting to see this fucking ancient fucking dinosaur swimming behind us. And she's like, oh, and like start swimming away, and I'm like, we came to see turtles. She's like, I don't like that they can come up behind you when you're not paying attention. So for the rest of the weekend in Hawaii, every time we went snorkeling, which unfortunately for her was every single day because that's what I want to do, we're just like hanging out looking at the reef, and she's like this. Like she had it in her head like every 5 seconds, check your blind spots.
It's like she thinks a turtle's like a flasher.
Yeah, right, turn around, turtle's like pops its shell off, shows you its dick, and squeezes its shell back on real fast.
We cut to the dock where the turtle shack is, where you sign up for the tour.
Ooh, titties.
Hi. My wife and I would like to unfortunately make a complaint about the turtle tour we took today.
Yeah.
Oh, brah, what happened, man? I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, well, you might have heard, but we were out there for over 2 hours, right, honey?
Like 2.5.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a gorgeous day. It's a great day to be out there on the water, in the water, all
yeah,
that.
But yeah, but we wanted to see turtles.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a Karen, but we were promised turtles, and I'm complaining to the management.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
they promised
here's the deal.
Turtles?
We, after about 2 hours, it ends up that we were standing on the turtle the whole time.
Wait, what?
We were standing on top of the turtle the whole time. We
no
thought it was
fucking
the
way.
Reef, but no, it was
no,
the turtle.
It, was
it didn't announce itself.
It was the turtle, a turtle the size of the ocean floor.
What? Wait, you were standing on Turocton? Turocton's an ancient turtle spirit. You guys were blessed by the power of Turocton? Well, we didn't know that Turocton was real. We had just heard the legends of the turtle the size of the ocean floor that feels no pain and you could stand on its shell. There's legends that palm trees grow from parts of the shell and other fish live in reefs on parts of the shell.
But yeah, I'd still like to complain because we stood on a turtle, but we didn't really see turtles.
Okay, well now I
understand. That would be like if we were on went to visit the Grand Canyon and we're facing the wrong way the entire time, okay? But we weren't told.
Look, we didn't know it was real, man. We thought you would see some turtles, but instead you guys understand that you've been blessed with eternal life. By having stood on Turocton, you are now an ancient member of our tribe. You guys are going to live forever.
But honestly, I got seasick on the boat.
Yeah, when we complained about our steaks last night, we got free steaks.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys want your $9 back? It's just the fin rental fee.
We'd like to see a turtle and be aware of it.
We'd like to see a turtle and see it and, like, feed it.
Okay.
We don't care if it's a god or an ancient dinosaur.
It's an ancient dino god, man.
And honestly, the thought of eternal life, I'm exhausted.
Okay, well, look, I have a room with a turtle in it that for people who, like, bug out like this, I could open the door and show you the turtle, and that, like, if that's enough, I'll still give you guys a partial refund.
You'll only give half of our $9?
Yeah, I'll have to give you $4.50.
$4.50?
Well,
do you have 50 cents on you?
All right, I don't. All right, I can give you back $5. The $4 I'm going to have to keep because I guess you guys threw your fins in the garbage on your way back from the parking lot.
Well, that was a ripoff. And speaking of ripoffs, this isn't going to be that guy from Entourage, is it?
Yo, Darius, you still need me to kind of shut the fuck up, Jerry Ferrara.
You mean he was there that whole time? I didn't even see him. I was facing the other way.
No, he's in this room right here. Karen, open your eyes. I know you, like, just, miss, are you sure you're not just, like, something more than seasick? Yeah, bro, this happened to Vince once in season four. Jerry, leave us alone.
Wait, I missed him again.
Why do you keep closing your eyes, lady?
I'm a very slow blinker.
Oh, God.
And scene. Danielle, do you feel you hear John as loud as us?
I think so. Are you guys hearing John as loud as
me? Am I loud enough for you guys? Yeah.
He's okay. Hot? Okay.
I want to see the makeup. Did anyone in the audience, do you have assigned seats or you just sat where you want?
Where they want.
Anywhere you want. So people that chose to sat really close to someone, what was it about that decision that you made?
Why are you making them uncomfortable?
I'm curious where people's brains are. Bad decision? Why?
I sat next to my wife.
I'm curious. No, I think that's bold. I like it.
Get a stranger hand job.
Yeah. I feel like you see a lot of the aisle seats.
We're not even sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Can't even hear John.
He's so far away.
That is the first time anyone has ever said that about me. They couldn't hear me.
Can't hear you.
This sucks. We're out of hand job distance from one another.
I know.
I miss you guys.
I miss
So let's go to this area I'm pointing to right now for a word suggestion, please. Sessionable. Okay, I know why he's saying this.
Why? What's that?
Well, I want to know. I learned what this word means last night, Danielle. John already knows. Do you know what it means? Sessionable.
Like someone that you can, like, you'll smoke weed with someone. Like,
okay.
That's a better definition for me.
All right, well, let's
give this person sessionable.
They're sessionable, man, right?
Let's give Schneider at least the context you had, yeah. That it was it was listed as a flavor profile or description of a beer on a beer menu. Does that make you, using that context, do you know what sessionable?
And also, let's just get a raise of hands if you know what the word sessionable in regards to beer means. Okay. That's only about half.
I see a lot of beards and beanies raising their hands. a lot of mixologists. No, a lot of brewmasters.
Sessionable.
I know.
Trying to think of like an ingredient that has sessions.
You know,
in
this
it.
Is
like
amongst
colder. And, yeah.
I'm colding.
Yeah.
So I got to get closer. Sessionable. Like it's stirrable.
Okay.
Sessionable means that you can drink a lot of them.
Oh, I hate people.
What? Yes. It's like a session beer, a session lager, a session ale.
You know what? I'm close. I was closer than you were. And this is why. Because I said sesh because like when you're having like a smoke set, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's why you were actually close.
I
when
was
you said-
close before until you... took me off the trail.
Right. Well, I was getting you to the trail of the reference that we were all, that situation we're all describing. Sorry to get you off your trail onto everyone's trail.
I'm on my own journey, guys. Thank you.
But it's a trait I've learned that I really look for in beers as I get older because I'm not really like a high octane IPA hophead
like,
anymore.
Give me a Rolling Rock.
Right. That's very sessionable from the glass lined tubes of old La Trobe. Why do I know what it says on
time? Just your first time at Burger Time?
This is my
first. You guys know how to order?
I am overwhelmed already, hun. What would you like? Do you want sweet potato fries? I'm fucking losing it.
I would.
We got all kinds of different burgers here.
Incredible. Can I get the buffalo burger? Ooh, I'm going to go crazy. Oh God, I'm going nuts. I'm taking a chance.
Okay, the buffalo burger is very heavy, very heavy.
Is it buffalo
also
meat?
Almost extinct.
Whoa.
This is actual buffalo. I should warn you. A lot of people get upset.
No, I was trying to make a big choice. I've never been to like a gourmet burger stand before.
We got a lot of good stuff here. I would like to recommend some we just put on the menu. It's the Froggy Burger, and it's very sessionable. You can eat...
Is it actual frog meat, like in France?
Yeah, it is.
And it makes it sessionable that it's made from frog?
Does that mean it's a shareable, like a tapa?
It means you can just eat like 12 burgers, like no problem. Like 12 full burgers and not feel full.
Oh, okay. Well, and off your recommendation,
like
I guess.
Like a wing? Like a wing?
Yeah, like we'll take a dozen froggy burgers, I guess. Hun, when in Rome.
But we're in Chattanooga.
I know. When in Chattanooga, do as the Nugans do.
All right, let's go crazy. Okay, we're going to have 12 froggy burgers. What type of fries? Look at all these crazy fries.
Oh yeah, we have all sorts of different fries. Do you want sessionable fries or fries that are kind of hard to eat?
I guess if we're going sessionable burgers,
what are the fries that are harder to eat? I'm just curious. Like, which are the non-sessionable fries?
There's one listed that just says giant potato, and it's $19.
Yeah, that's a special fry that's not cut up at all.
Is it just a baked potato?
If you want to call it that, it's a... What'd you call it?
a baked potato.
Yeah, it might just be a baked potato. Possible.
Those aren't as sessionable as...
Okay, well, what are your sessionable fries? Because we're social people, aren't we, honey?
We're here to sesh.
We're seshers.
Yeah.
Well, it's more sessionable the smaller the fries are.
Can you just say shareable? I'm getting very confused by sessionable.
It's sessionable. It's not shareable.
It's not shareable, but they're made to eat a lot of. But by design, if you're allowed to eat a lot of them, you can share them.
But he's saying we can't share it.
So we got to get two different sessionable. Can I share it with my wife? It's our honeymoon.
Okay.
We came to Chattanooga on our honeymoon.
Everything makes more sense to me when I make it about weed. But when you do a bong hit, do you take half of a bong hit, then pass it on?
Always.
That is not cool.
She's a bit of a lightweight.
I'm a lightweight. I can't even have a full bong hit.
I have to clear her tubes.
He does. That's how we met.
I know.
You cleared her tube?
I cleared her tube at a party, and she said, damn, Hercules.
I did. Clever. I do a lot of weed puns. It's kind of my thing.
And then we just instantly connected. I think it's because she was pretty fucking stoned.
I woke up the next morning and I was like, who's this guy?
And I scared her because I sleep with a sleep apnea mask. So
I said, who's this Mad Max?
Even when you
thing?
Hook up with someone.
I need my rest.
And it was my house. He brought it to my house.
I'm a player. I'm ready to hook up. I bring my toothbrush and my CPAP machine wherever I go.
And scene. That would show a certain confidence of hooking up.
That would be great. Yeah,
I brought a magazine to read when I blow up your bathroom in the morning. That's the main reason I don't think I could be single now is because I have to shit in the morning.
Really?
Like I couldn't even imagine a one-night stand where I'm like, can you go get us coffee from your place so I could blow up your bathroom?
All right. Another word from this area right over here, please. Magic, I think I heard.
Magic.
I remember in my first birthday parties, we had this guy called Cactus Vic, and he did magic. That's all I remember about that.
Cactus Vic?
Yeah, Cactus, an old dude.
That doesn't lead you in the magic direction at all.
No, I would think he was a cowboy.
I can't even believe that came to me.
It's like cowboy, or I think Cactus Jack was one of mankind's, Mick Foley's alter egos. Like, it's a very much a wrestling name. Cactus Vic. Hiring someone with the name Cactus in their name to come to a kid's birthday party.
Let's do that.
I have found magicians, most kids magicians that I've met, because we have a daughter who's 9, so we've experienced many, they're the angriest people that I've ever experienced.
Danielle, just before he gets here, the guy you wanted me to book, he was already booked. I guess he's really popular.
Mr. Bubbles?
Yeah, Mr. Bubbles is booked.
So who do you have?
I even pitched him some of her dates that are not birthdays, and he still can't do those. But
oh, God, he's so popular. Why?
I got this guy, oh, here he is, Cactus Vic.
Cactus Vic? What is he doing?
Are you ready for some magic? Hey, what's up? Which one of you is the birthday girl? Is it you? Happy 28th.
Well, thank you. I'm a little bit old, but no, it's my daughter.
Oh, where is the little girl? I gotta get some information from her so I can do a little bit of a trick later on that will impress her friends.
Okay, this is neat. What kind of info do you need?
I need her star sign, her astrological sign. I know I'm here for a birthday party, so I should be able to place it. But I'm not that familiar with the astrology.
But yet you do this trick.
What does that have to do? Okay, she's a Leo.
She's a Leo, and her height in centimeters, please.
Centimeters?
Yeah, and do you have today's date as well?
You don't know today's date?
I can do that. But
I know it's a Thursday.
You know what, can we just leave? We're just going to leave you in the kitchen for one sec. I just got to have my husband do something to the...
Are these grapes up for grabs?
Whoa, that's a lot in that one bite.
Your hand is huge.
Wow, it's like the Cleopatra drawing.
He ate all the grapes in one scoop. Oh my God.
Chewed like a chicken wing.
Okay.
What? He seems great.
He is terrifying.
He's high energy.
No, he's terrifying. She's 3.
So it's easier to believe magic at 3.
She wanted a magician who does bubble art. His name was Mr. Bubbles.
I think this guy does fart bubble art.
That's just... disgusting. She's going to be terrified. Can we just get
Can you fill this sink up with soapy water for me? And put a little step stool in front of it so I can get up there and dip my ass in it.
All right.
And do you have any more beans? I already went through 2 cans in the car, but I could use a few more.
I will get you beans, but can you just have on like a thong? And I'm just wondering, I didn't know you were going to...
Sorry, I changed into this while you guys were having your discussion in the foyer.
Why? What does this have to do with magic?
I'm changing into my magician's outfit.
Can you put the whole thing on?
We cut to halfway.
Put the top hat on.
We cut to halfway into his act.
All right, is there any Leos in the house? Preferably one that's 51 centimeters high.
Yes.
All right. Look at this. Someone's big 3rd birthday. All right. Let's get you up on this table and I'll start sharpening the saw.
What? No. Wait.
It's magic.
No.
It's Grandpa's saw he tells us to stay away from.
No. Do not go up there, Penelope. Now, look.
I can't believe I actually get to say this to you, Penelope, but this ain't your Grandpa's saw.
Mr. Cactus.
No. Thank you.
I cannot have you bringing saws out. There are 3-year-olds and younger around here. You need to put that away and please
just
put
jump
on pants.
Just jump to the finale.
Just jump to the finale.
Yeah, that'd
get
be great.
To it.
Just you're doing to great.
No, he's not doing great. Please stop encouraging
it's
him.
Time for the finale.
You know what? I am going to divorce you.
What? Don't say that at a birthday.
This is the first time you guys noticed that there's like a wrestling belt hanging from the ceiling of your living room. And Cactus Vic is setting up a ladder.
All right, I'm going to climb this ladder here. Okay.
Is this a stunt or a magic trick?
Just let me put some more of this soapy water in my crevasse.
What's happening?
All right. Now everyone name an animal and I will make a bubble in that shape. Ah.
And see, none of us wanted to see that.
Now, let me get this straight. Was he blowing bubbles out of his ass?
I believed he was going to fart. Like, he had to dip his ass like the bubble thing and then fart, and that would make the bubble come
That's
out
possible.
Of his butt.
That's yeah. possible.
That could happen. I like
we
that.
We all suspended our imagination had that happen.
This kind. This just reminded me of a kid's birthday party when I was a kid. Chill. I went to a party at Chuck E. Cheese. I forget whose birthday it was, but it was. I was old enough, maybe like 8 or 9, where my mom just didn't get out of the car, yeah. you know, like normally you get walked in. So my mom just sends me in. She's like, you'll find the party, you know. So I walk in and I have the gift in my hand, and Chuck himself, Mr. E. Cheese, comes up to me and is like nodding, and he just takes the gift out of my hand, and I'm like, thank you. And then I like go and join the other kids at my friend at Danny Flammenbaum's birthday, and we're like just playing games. Then it comes time to opening gifts, and I keep being like, I forget what my wrapping paper looks like. I'm like, oh, this is mine. And I'm super stoked to give him the gift because I knew he wanted it. And it was like, do you remember when you were a kid and it was like that high-lie / lacrosse kind of thing? It's like a plastic cup thing that throws yeah. like a plastic ball. I don't know why I thought this was the best gift ever. And I'm like, come on, man. Oh, this is mine. And I was like, Danny, get hyped. This is mine. Open it. It's not mine. And then I was like, get to the end. And I'm like, is there any more? And the kid's mom is like, no, that's all the gifts. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, fucking Chuck E. Cheese like stole this kid's present. And obviously it just got put in a pile for some other kid's birthday because there's like 9 every weekend there. But to me as a kid, I lost such trust in mascots that it'd be like 10 years before I like would like engage with them in any way. Like I truly felt like fucked up by it. I was like, these motherfuckers, like I was like talking about them like I was pro. I was like, these motherfuckers will steal a gift. You better watch out for these guys in these suits. It's anonymous. They'll do whatever they want. You don't know who's in that head. This guy changes every week. You know, I have like all these conspiracies about.
We cut to the birthday party as they realize one of the gifts is missing. All right, honey, I'm just going to go in the back and talk to Chuck E. Cheese. I saw him taking some of the gifts at the door.
It's missing. And I know Jenny said she got me peaches and cream Barbie. And I don't see it.
I know, sweetie. I'm going to get you your peaches and cream.
I've been wanting it forever.
Okay.
She's real peach and cream.
I can't even imagine what that theme is, but I'm going to get it for you.
You'll know it when you see it. It's peaches and it's cream.
Thanks, Jenny.
How is a tall peaches and cream?
You'll know it when you see it.
It's so obvious. Like a dessert.
It's so peaches obvious. And cream.
It's peaches
it's
and
peaches
cream. Come on, Mr. B. It's peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream. Is that how they say Caucasian now in Barbie?
No, her theme is peaches and cream. That's the name of the Barbie. She has peaches and cream.
That's not a goddamn theme. I don't want you to get the...
Oh, my God. Mr. B said the D word and not dingling the other one.
Just right, get me my fucking peaches and cream Barbie, Dad.
Mr. B pushes the door open, sitting there, smoking with the head on, is Chucky with his feet up on the table, stacks of toys around him.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
A Chuck E. Cheese?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You're the only one here.
It's Mr. Cheese to you, pal.
I don't know if I want to give you that respect. Are you stealing all these toys?
Stealing?
Toys are yours.
Who calls it stealing? It's not your daughter's toy either yet. It's a gift. It's like international waters when it leaves the giver's hands before it gets to the receiver's. It's up for grabs.
What animal are you anyway, by the way?
I'm not positive. A rodent of some sort.
He's a mouse.
Ah, here's my backup, the octopus drummer.
I'm the octopus. I drum.
You got a problem with me. You got to take it up with her
eight
batons.
Take it up with me. I got 8 arms. They can do 8 different things to your neck.
All right, take off your heads. I'm feeling uncomfortable talking to you like this.
What heads? We got these.
What are you talking about?
Who do you think we are? You take off your head.
I don't come to where you work and say, take off your head, pal. I don't go down to the dick-sucking factory and ask you to stop.
All right. Mascots can't use hack stand-up lines.
Back here we can.
We can do anything we're on. We're on break.
All right, I'm just going to look through these myself. I'm going to find...
Oh, you're looking for anything in particular? Is.
What you looking for?
I'm embarrassed to say it's Barbie peaches and cream theme.
And what the hell is that supposed to mean?
That's not something real.
If you can explain yourself, we'll give
it
to you.
Sounds like you're some sort of pervert who's looking for a sex doll.
Yeah, are you even allowed within 200 meters of this Chuck E. Cheese, pal?
It does sound that way. I don't understand the theme. I don't know if that's what color she is or what she's covered in or what she makes.
You sicko!
You son of a bitch! I'm reporting you.
All right, what Barbies do you have back here? I'm sure it's one.
We
of them.
Have Kisses and Queens, Bobby.
It's the British one. We have Kisses and Queen, which is the Freddie Mercury one.
We also got Watermelon High.
Baby. It's what's his name? Freddie Prinze Sr.? Oh, we, Harry Styles. I'm confused.
Yes. We also got, we got Mermaid of the Ocean Blue.
These are Barbie themes?
These are Barbies. We also have a lawyer, Bobby.
Like that.
We have year 9 of med school Barbie. She's struggling, but she's going to get out sometime.
Why are they all still dressed in bikinis, even though they're lawyers and med students?
Because they're professionals. They're professionals.
Take it up with Dr. Mattel, okay? I don't come down to the dick-sucking factory where you work.
Okay, I'm not going to let you finish this.
We cut to Monday morning and that's all. How was your weekend, brother?
It was great. It's great to get out and just not have some in my throat where I can just talk.
And see.
Wow, Danielle's never and seen on the show before.
That's, if there's ever a time, it's
I
now.
I thought it was appropriate. It's not technically my show, but, you know, I wanted to get while the get was good.
All right, well, someone may work at the Dick Sucking Factory here. Oh, see, we just...
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
At 7 p.m. every day in the pandemic, I would bang pots and pans in honor of the Dick Sucking Factory. Not a hard
one. No one's going to want to leave the show now.
Yeah.
Let's go to this section over here for a word, please.
Oh, children. God damn it.
I think people learn stuff at my show.
I heard cats, I think.
I have to die now.
Why? I mean, you're not their parent.
Yeah, your kid is also at the show.
My kid is backstage. My kid's back there. But sorry. I'm so sorry.
Headphones, but... I forget what the word is. Oh, cats.
Cats.
I'm
cats.
Allergic to cats. So they've had a small part of my life and a big part of my life. But I have this ability... How many people have extreme allergies to cats out here? Now, are you like me and you'll go into a house that has... and you'll... You know right away, like my eyes start puffing up and
a cat has been here.
And it can be a cat has been here that's not even here now. Do you have it like that? Like a cat once lived in the house. That's how bad it is for me. But they think if a cat lives in the house, they can I'll take it to another room. It's like, no. Right? That doesn't work. Are you with me, my friend?
People
it's like a house where people smoke in it, and they're like, we only smoke in the kitchen. It's like, the house reeks like cigarettes, man.
But it's also like, because my sister has a cat, and we can't stay with them. And they're always like, well, just stay with us. And we're like, no, we can't. You have a cat. And they're like, we'll just put him in another room. And they say this every time, as if it's going to change. And I'm like, no, he literally can't be in the room. They're like he's being the asshole. It's like, no, yeah. It's a biological thing.
I feel like lie about allergies because they just don't want to engage with animals. Some people are like, I feel like I had a roommate that lived with me and Tiff, and we wanted to get a dog, and he was like, I'm allergic. And we were like, I just think he didn't want to have a dog in the apartment. But I'm not saying you're one of those people, but I think people hide under allergy a lot. Like they're like, they'll say it to like waiters. I'm allergic to something I don't want in my dish.
There was like, oh, I'm allergic to crust.
It's like,
what?
A doctor told you
yeah,
this?
It's like, yeah, I can't eat the crust.
A crust has been in this
room. And I'm
room.
Like, it's all the same ingredient. It's just more baked. Well, I'm allergic to the baked. What?
Yeah, but that's, do I do it too? People say it's psychosomatic when people tell you something psychosomatic and don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's very irritating.
Do you think you could, like, if someone convinced you a cat had been in the room, if it hadn't, do you think you could get to, like, tearing up or something like that?
Maybe.
That's an interesting experiment.
My dad gave
a cat in this theater. It haunts us.
Oh, my God. Egyptians put cats in their hieroglyphics all the time. That's what was fucking me up.
Oh, shit. My throat's closing.
So I heard you're allergic to cats. We wanted you to come over for dinner, though, so...
I would love nothing, but I can't. You can't serve me cat.
That's what, when I said we had a cat, you thought we were going to serve it?
You said it so close to dinner that I got panicky, and I might actually even be able to eat a cat once it's been cooked.
Okay, we're not offering you our cat to eat.
Yeah, because I think it's the fur, and I guess if you were going to cook it, the fur would be shaved or singed off by that point.
No. Yeah, if we were going to cook our cat, I would skin it first of all.
Oh, yes, the expression skin goes. Off. Yeah,
no,
forget
wait,
the hair.
Wait, no, we're not even talking. We would never hurt
No, we wouldn't. But if I was, I'd skin it. I wouldn't fry it with fur.
Why do you keep talking about skinning our cat?
Yeah, I guess if you skinned it outside and all the dander didn't get everywhere, I could probably eat a cat.
Of course I'm going to skin it outside. You think I'm going to skin it in my own kitchen?
No, this cat. Look, we love this cat. This cat is like a child to us. Can you stop talking about skinning it? I don't think it's funny.
Oh, if okay. Well,
I would say the same thing if we had a baby. I'd say if we're going to cook the baby, but babies don't have hair. It wouldn't be an issue.
I'm not allergic to babies, so if you were to serve me a baby, I would just eat it and keep my mouth shut. I'm not sure if I like it, but, you know, when in Rome...
We're in Nashville.
I know. I keep getting so sick with my life theory of being when in Rome.
Yeah. I never want you to go to Rome, by the way. You're
I drank two pints of the water in It's a Small World because I was like, when in Rome? And then I was in a coma.
Look, we're okay. not going to
I'm not going to eat your
we're
kid.
Not gonna,
we I promise.
We're not going to cook a kid. We're not going to cook a cat. No. We're just going to have ribs.
Or serve it up raw.
Ew, ribs? Like from a pig?
Yeah, just ribs.
Ew. That's disgusting.
You'll eat a baby?
If you served it, you know, when in Rome.
Wait, no. Well, I'm serving ribs, so when in my house?
I don't think I could do it. I might be allergic to the cat.
It's not cat
it's not
ribs.
Cat.
Oh, I know. Okay, so it's pork ribs.
See, you're trying to use your allergy to get out of eating at our house.
Okay,
that's
I just don't want to go to your fucking house. All right? It's so loud in there. You have all those fans going.
It's the South in the summer.
I know, but it's just too loud for me. It's sensory overload, and I can't stand...
It's a ceiling fan and a wall, and like a wall fan.
A wall fan terrifies me.
A lot, and I'm feeling bad, and can't we serve a little cat?
No, what?
I guess the first one.
If you were to serve a cat, I could probably deal with the fans.
Am I getting that you only will come to our house if you can eat a cat?
When in Rome. What does that mean?
We cut to the day when John finally gets to go to Rome. We cut to him coming off the airplane.
Ah, I shoved the lady down in front of me down the stairs. When in Rome.
We see him go to baggage claim, and he crawls up the baggage claim into the chute where the bags come out. Hey, man, get down from there.
I come sliding out with just my head sticking out of someone else's luggage. When in Rome.
He goes all the way back up the stairs and gets on a plane coming back to America.
I was in Rome. When over Rome.
He shows slideshow of his trip to Rome. It's only the airport.
when I was in Rome, I was like, when in Rome, That slideshow was for 1,000 of my students. Okay, class. Does anyone have any questions about my presentation? Yes, you. Why are you guys all sitting so close together at this lecture?
Why did you eat a cat?
Oh, that's what the Romans do, okay? The five is a V, and these Romans eat cats. It's weird. The five and the letter U are both V's there. Weird. All right.
Lecture sucks.
I know a lot of you came here because I teach forensic pathology.
And scene. When in Rome.
When in Rome.
I would recommend to... I don't know how you feel, Danielle, but Italy is so beautiful and so awesome to travel to. Rome is the last place to go there.
Well, you were getting frustrated in Rome because we were at the Vatican. And first of all, a spider bit him and we thought that was a bad sign.
We were in the middle of like a room that had a ceiling this tall.
Well,
as
it was the
Vatican
Sistine
does.
Chapel.
Was that, literally the Sistine Chapel. And a spider came down from the ceiling like you only see in cartoons. And it was like big as my hand. It went... It came down on my shoulder,
and Matt
on my
had
neck.
Been doing a bit where he was making fun of the Pope, like, a lot earlier, like, in the year.
It is a character he's done on podcasts, the Pope.
And so uncomfortable we felt there was a reason. We felt it was a reason. But also, you were very upset in Rome because they tell you, like, when you see, like, these great works of art, like the Sistine Chapel and things like that, like the ceiling, and they're like, don't take pictures. Don't, no flash photo.
Flash photos. Who has been in that room?
Where they're like, because it damages.
Were they not taking flash photos?
People were just.
Even though there was warnings, it was driving
me fucking
And Matt
was yelling at everyone.
No like, way.
And so we couldn't, like, enjoy it because he was like, what are you doing, motherfucker? He would just be so mad. And I was like, Matt, we can't control everybody. Like, we just have to, like, get on with this.
We were in, on the same note, we were in Greece yes. in an ancient museum of ancient history, and this is ancient history.
Not like Leonardo da Vinci.
Not like stolen from people by British people.
By Nazis.
Not this history. But they had, and if you remember this museum, they had, where are they docents? These guys up on like lifeguard stands.
Yes, they did.
With whistles. Has anyone else experienced this? Lifeguard stands with whistles, and the whistles are for if you touch the art. And they don't have barriers between ancient vases, Minoan pottery, if you know what that is. Thousands
know.
Of years old. It's just a fucking old vase, and they're, everywhere it says, don't touch, don't, and people just going up to it. I'm like, what the fuck? How are you letting these animals they next
were,
to
we
the
were
art?
So, we were both being so, we're like, these people are fucking animals. Like, we can't let them anywhere. And then I accidentally leaned on something. They were like, I was like, ah! I was like, I'm sorry. That was leaning. That
I'm
was
not
leaning.
Like and the other like, ones.
No.
I'm a normal.
No, I'm very, very reverent.
Did you guys, like, a similar example is I went to the Louvre and I went to go see the Mona Lisa, as you do.
You loser.
And there's just, like, it's like going to see Jenny Don't and the Spurs at the Pengilly Saloon. It's just body to body and people are like taking video of a painting. They're like I swear to God, 40 people holding up iPads just taking videos of a, and it's behind something. It's like, and it's,
hey buddy, fucking move. Trying to get to the Mona Lisa.
Hey, come on, relax, man.
What's your fucking problem,
what's
man?
What's my fucking problem? I'm here to see a fucking work of art. I'm a studio art major from fucking Clemson, dog.
I'm on my vacation, and I'm trying to get some peace by looking at the most peaceful woman in the history of the world,
yeah, what
the
is
Mona Lisa.
What the fuck does her smile say? Does she know something? Is she happy? Is she pretending to be happy?
For who's she looking
hey,
at?
You guys want to know? Hey, I'm trying to see, because, you know, the Mona Lisa was like the fourth draft. There's like drafts behind it.
There's other bitches
There's
behind
other
this Mona
bitches
Lisa?
Behind
oh, Jesus
the Mona
Christ.
Lisa.
Well, I
don't
fucking
believe
see.
I want to look
Yo,
at that shit.
Swear
I got to get closer.
Hey.
This shit up.
No.
Watch out, motherfucker. And
you
hey,
watch
out. Hey, excuse
me.
Let go of her.
Oh, there is a little Mona Lisa under here.
There's like another one behind that too.
You guys gotta get away from the Mona Lisa.
What'd you say to me?
Step away for the Mona Lisa.
I'm going to pick up this foot tall man and see what he's saying.
Hey, don't pick me up. Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, put me down.
Yo. Hey, please put down my coworker. I'm his slightly taller coworker. Put him down, sir. No picking up the docents.
No, I'm going to pick this one up now.
Oh, hey, put me down. Toot, put me down. Toot,
put us down. Stop touching the docents in the art.
How come they got such small guys? I got in the Mona Lisa.
They needed to hire small docents so there could be more room for people to take photos of the Mona. Toot, hey, please. Hey, no rough housing. No tomfoolery.
Look, we are art history majors.
Yeah, we're sorry that we picked you little users up, okay? We could put yous down now. We're sorry. But we heard that there's a Mona Lisa behind the Mona Lisa.
But what these guys did is they had peeled off the last draft, and no one had noticed because a third draft isn't that much different. And we cut to the guys out in the alley behind the museum.
Let me check it out. You got it?
Yeah, I got it, man.
It's folded up in his sock. He takes it out.
Hold on. It's a little wet, man. We had to walk so far, bro. Hey. Look at this shit, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this was before he drew her clothes.
Oh, you got down to the first draft.
I got down to the first draft, man. The visible areola, man. This is fucking sick, dude.
Oh, dude, my history tenured professor's gonna love this.
Oh, man, the professors go ape nuts for this kind of
stuff. They're gonna get so much tenure.
Oh,
we could show it to our professors.
Yeah.
Or we could roll up a joint with this shit.
Yo! Dude, that is so sessionable.
Oh, so sessionable. And scene. How do we get back to sessionable, folks? I can't see the balcony, but I feel like... Uh-oh. Thanks for your service.
Oh, nice.
Back to the factory. Like the big whistle goes off.
I have a theory that they're not leaving. They're getting popcorn.
Yes, and coming back because they're so hungry from laughing.
Look, if the kids can stay, the adults can stay.
It's just a bunch of parents dropping their kids off and then leaving to go see Ani DeFranco. You like
That's
comedy, right?
Place.
Huh? I like Bluey. Like, this is just like Bluey. Sit down, kid.
A little too Bluey.
Yo, Bluey.
I hear someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a word. Okay. I thought after you say, I love you guys, then he was going to say,
I love you guys, leaps off.
I thought he said, I thought you said, I love you guys, but the word is twister. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Sorry. All I can come up with in is twister.
Fucked you up. So there's tornadoes and there's that game.
Twister. I lived through a tornado. When I was a kid, my mother would just leave us at home, and not for a job, but to like play tennis. Like she was just like, I'm outie. And she would leave.
My mom
sister.
Would go get like ice cream, something kids would want to do, like with her friends, and leave me to watch my two little brothers. Oh. And I'd be like, she's like, I'll call if I can bring stuff back.
If.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're broke enough that only you get ice cream. Got it. Sorry.
No, please. So my mom left to go play tennis, and there was a storm a-coming. Like, it looked like something was brewing, and she's like, see us. And I was 7, and my sister was 9. She left us home. We were watching General Hospital, as we did. And that was my favorite program at 7.
Honestly, that makes so much sense. It's almost like your origin story.
Like, no.
It's like the first issue of the Schneider comic book. Like, how'd she get her superpowers? Well,
she watched General Hospital and then a double dose of Afternoon of Dallas. This was me at 7.
You're just like a little old Boca lady at 9.
I loved it. I was like, these women are so bad. Anyway, my sister and I are home watching General Hospital into Dallas, our power hour, 7 and 9, probably drinking like a full caffeine Coke and eating what my mom would leave us was mayonnaise on a spoon. Anyway,
you couldn't prepare that yourselves?
You can't make this yourself. Fine.
It was a gourmet delicacy in Georgia at the time. And so she left us in the storm. We're watching these programs, and all of a sudden, we get a tornado alert on the TV, which means it's coming. It wasn't a watch. It was a warning. And so all we knew was to, like, get into a lower space or, like, a non-windowed space and put a textbook over our head because that's what we had learned in class.
A what over your head?
Like a school textbook. And so, like, there's a million books around. My sister and I are looking for our school textbooks.
Wait a
minute.
I lived in the South and I went through tornadoes. What is a textbook on your head, dude?
But that's like what that's the school protecting. Of it. You're learning that in school. Like you're like looking for a desk to get under.
Yes, you're protecting your head from the flying debris. Tree or whatever, from the textbook.
That's an earthquake. Okay.
That's really, I mean, imagine you're like a guy has like got a fence pole through his chest, but he has like a little textbook on his head. It's like, oh, he almost made it.
Fucking cow through his chest.
We put textbooks on our head, but then we had a little dog, and we were running around for her. We couldn't get her. And we're like, God damn it, Chrissy. My dog was named after a tennis player, Chris Everett Lloyd. So we had our dog.
They had to put down Billie Jean King.
Arthur Ashe died somehow.
We were trying to get Chris Everett Lloyd from under the couch. So we're like, come on, Chris. Chris Everett Lloyd, get up from under the couch.
And the dog thinks you're like playing,
yes,
so it's like,
she's
yes.
Running. We're running. We have our textbooks on our head. The tornado's coming. Finally, you know, Dallas is still blaring in the background. We go down to the basement and we get under a piano because we have a textbook on our head, a piano over our head in the basement. And then we can see there's like a window and we can see kind of like not a tornado, but definitely like winds and stuff. It's kind of scary. The house is shaking a little bit and then it passes us by. Like, but there was a tornado. And then, like, I want to say an hour later, my mom comes home. She's like, hi. I was like, and here we are, like 7 and 9. And she's like, oh, I heard there was a tornado.
Heard.
But like, not even like a call home, not like running to get it, like no rush. She wasn't out an hour away is what I will say. So like, she was like, I was at the club. It's like, we were like 20 minutes away.
Danielle, Megan, I'm home. I'm just cutting through the police tape on the front lawn.
Mommy,
where have you been?
Oh, sorry. We were gonna just leave after singles, but then, you know, Rhonda and Margot showed up, so we got into doubles, and you know how Margot loves Chablis, so we had to have a little glass after at the club.
There was a warning at the club as well.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
There was a murderer loose.
I know. They handed us textbooks to protect ourselves. But I'm just glad to see you guys are all... I'm trying not to get mad, but did you guys make yourself lunch while I was gone?
Because I see
these
spoonful of mayonnaise.
I see these greasy spoons all over my brand new marble counters, and I'm wondering.
Mom, we were in the middle of cleaning up our lunch spoons of mayonnaise, and that's when it happened.
And that was when, like, the murderer, like, came. Like, there was. They said there is a maniac on the loose on the radio, and everybody in the neighborhood. Knew.
I know. I got the same report, but they made it seem like he was like going after adults. So I figured you guys, like, they were like, he's killed 4 housewives today. So I just assumed he was going to go after, you know, and I wasn't home. So I thought he will just skip right past the house.
What if he comes in here and he finds out there's no housewives and that irritates him?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Well, you know what, Megan? Did he?
And Megan is very old for her age. She looks like she's 16. She's wearing a bra.
Yeah, I know, Megan. And I'm proud of you. I blossomed early, too.
Our nanny was killed today.
What? Oh, my God. Because tomorrow I'm supposed to play pickleball with Karen. And now I have to find a new nanny. She was killed in here?
Yes.
Yes, that's where there's a police tape.
Oh, my. That's what that is. I thought
it
was.
You're upset with the mayonnaise spoons with blood all over the tile?
I thought little Petey Sampras got into some marinara sauce or something. Our little dachshund named Pete Sampras.
I know who it is.
We know.
He's got a little weenie. He's a weenie dog.
You always call him Weenie Sampras. Well,
I'm so upset. Amanda is dead, huh?
She's dead, not huh.
Oh. You have to call her parents and explain. That's why we're so upset.
And we have to clean it up.
You have to clean
the police
told you.
We have
police say we have to.
Well, and so you haven't cleaned up the spoons or Amanda's corpse? What have you two been doing, huh?
Surviving.
You better not have been underneath my piano.
I swear to God, if I find out you were underneath my piano, I will flip script on this. And you know I don't like to flip script.
Well, we had to go into the under the piano to perform CPR. Oh,
what? I said one thing when I left. Do not serve yourselves mayo and stay away from... I said you can go on top of my piano. You can sit on the bench and play the keys. One of you can kind of lay on your side on top of the piano and sing while the other one plays. But no one goes underneath my fucking piano, okay?
The next week at school because of the murder running around. Okay, thank you, students, for coming to this assembly. We wanted to go over some safety practices that we've run through with you through the year, but just make sure you understand. All right,
hey,
very
my
funny.
My nanny was murdered. Don't make fart sounds.
Oh, sorry.
Don't make fart sounds unless you're making little animals out of those farts with bubbles. Like one of our greatest graduates.
Thank you. I'm here in the balcony. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You come to all of our assemblies. Now, I'm just going to throw out some scenarios. You shout back to the principal here what you're supposed to do in case of a, let's start with an earthquake. What have you been told to do? An earthquake.
I've been told to give in.
Yeah.
Give in.
Give in and give up.
Our mom says put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Okay, that's when we had that's for a grizzly bear attack. Okay. You're supposed to just let it beat you around and paw at you a bit and just pretend you're dead. That's
if it's
not
black, fight back. If it's brown, lie down.
I thought that was with poo.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
I thought
remember
that was
all
with bears.
These from the last
good.
Assembly.
These are good. That was a good one.
If it's a yellow bear, just let it mellow. It just wants your pick-a-nick-a basket.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Earthquakes, it's okay, let's say there's a fire.
My mom says to just let it wash over you and give in.
Are you actually allowed
to? Mom gives up a lot, apparently.
She says, just give in. Don't fight it.
Yeah, Danielle's mom's a nihilist. Are you allowed to say fire in a crowded theater? Because you've just done it twice.
In context, you can say fire or racist words in a crowd. In an assembly explaining.
Yes, we know. Safety. We saw your apology video.
It's all context. A fire, what are you supposed to do in case of a fire?
Stop, drop, and roll. And if it's an electrical fire or a grease fire, don't throw water on it.
That's very good. That's our biggest smartass who makes fart sounds just said a correct answer.
I thought mine was the correct answer. Just let it wash over you.
It okay.
Don't give
be.
Up. I mean, don't run. Don't fight it. Be the fire.
Be one with the fire. Okay. That's actually pretty fucking radical to if you think about it.
Sounds more like fighting advice, but okay. Doesn't sound like your mom likes you. All right. What about a tornado? A tornado.
She says run towards it.
Okay.
Maybe and punch
you shouldn't
it.
Answer the questions. Your mom.
She says punch it.
Punch a tornado.
Run towards it and punch it. Fight.
You're going to punch a column of cycling wind with debris in it.
I was told to drive a pickup truck with Dorothy 2 in the trunk. Dorothy 2 being, of course, stuffed with a bunch of Pepsi cans, molded into little fans that would send these cylinders up into the tornado so you can get the data on an F5. And with that data, you could finally rescue your mom who died when you were a kid. Poor Helen Hunt.
And scene. I was like, is this
your
a Wizard
knowledge.
Of Oz?
No, the minute you said Dorothy 2, something went off in my brain. All the synapses started working, and I was like, Twister, yeah. Twister. Like, I haven't laid eyes on that movie since I saw it in the theater, and now I remember it all.
It was huge when it came out, right? It was such a big
deal.
We,
like, waited in a line.
Yes, I remember being, like, a legit child and being like, my dad's taking us to see Twister. And it was like, everyone was talking, because you had never, especially in New York, we had never, like, thought of tornadoes before.
before. And now we're like learning about that.
To me, it felt like coming home.
I was like, Chrissy, she can't watch this. It's too triggering.
Chris Everett Lloyd Schneider.
Your dog has four hyphenated names.
Honestly, it was Princess Chris Everett Lloyd Schneider, if we're going to get specific with what my dog's name was. And I love that we used her married name because it was Chris Everett. And then she married someone Lloyd. Very 80s references.
Her last name was Lloyd?
No, Chris Everett's name was Chris Everett, famous tennis player. And then she married a person named Lloyd. Her last name was Lloyd. So then we used her married name.
And then when she was adopted into your family, she got...
Chris Everett Lloyd Schneider. But then I wasn't that into tennis where my family was. So I was like insisted on princess. So it was Princess Chris Everett Lloyd Schneider.
That's a lot for a dog bowl.
She was a Yorkshire Terrier.
A little Yorkie.
Let's get a suggestion from over here, please. I heard nefarious. Oh, that's notorious. I heard music first, though. Same thing.
Yeah.
Nefarious music.
Nefarious and music. You got any nefarious music stories?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Wow.
So do you know the Nine Inch Nails song, Closer?
Yes.
Better
it's
known
a
as
terrifying, sexy song.
Yes. It's parentheses.
Like, it's a great song to hate fuck someone, too.
You're telling me. Like, five kids in the audience are like, oh, Dad, God, quick question.
I'm trying to forget, John. I'm really trying to.
So, but the song is pretty awesome, but there's like a thing at the end where it's like loud industrial kind of chimes. It's like ding.
Yeah.
Ding. So growing up, I know you grew up in Florida. You partied at swamps.
Yeah. Yes.
I grew up in like the suburbs of Long Island. So we would party at schools at night, like in their yard at night. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Newbridge. Actually, the ice skating rink was also off season, was a great parking lot to go drink your 40s in. So we would go drink our 40s in this parking lot. And it was a few of us, and we were kind of drunk. And it was weirdly quiet because you're like in this parking lot of this huge... And all of a sudden, we just hear, and we don't know it at the time, but we just hear, now, now, and like all of us are like looking at each other, but we are 15-year-old boys, so no one's gonna say they're scared first. So all of us are like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And we're looking at each other like, you heard that? What is that? Now, now, and we just like freeze in terror and stop talking, and we're all so clearly scared, but we don't want to say it. And then just ripping around the corner is a Jeep Wrangler blasting Nine Inch Nails Closer. But it's like 11:30 at night. And we were like, oh, thank God. That was what the scary noise was. It was music. But then the Jeep starts driving at us and the guy is like, ah! Like he's fucking with us. So we get this huge sense of relief immediately followed by fear again. And we literally have to scatter. And we're just like sprinting. You hear like smash as we all drop our 40s and like everyone is screaming in different directions. So in hindsight, I believe that was an all premeditated event where this guy's like, yo, sometimes kids drink in this parking lot. We should crank this scary ass song and scare the fuck out of them. So I quit drinking that day.
We see this young man surprising his girlfriend as she steps into the doorway of their apartment. He gets on down on one knee. He takes out a box, a ring box, and he presses play on his jam box. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't kill me!
No!
Don't kill me! It's dark! I can't see anything!
Just come to my voice, Marion. It's a surprise! It's a surprise, Marion!
Please don't hurt me!
I flip on a strobe light. Yes, come to my voice, Marion. I've got a little surprise for you.
Bats, plastic bats everywhere.
I'm scurrying around the apartment. My voice is coming.
I'm over here now. Oh, God, I can't see. Let me out of this nightmare. Let me out of this. I, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind.
On the fifth, I'm losing my mind. The lights come up and all of Marion's family is there. Surprise! Oh, hon, will you marry me?
Oh
my God, she's pissed and shit herself.
Oh my God.
Marion.
How'd she piss and shit herself?
You said you wanted to be surprised.
I'm throwing up blood.
Oh my God.
Just like Black Sabbath.
Is it a yes, Marion?
Yes. Oh, you so much.
We could fast track getting you on my health insurance and get this looked at if you want.
I love you so much.
We cut to like an hour later in this kind of awkward engagement party. Hey, man, I need to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Mike?
Yeah. It ends up that Sheila, she feels like you kind of intimidated her into saying yes.
You think
this with the strobe
ambushing her with all of her closest friends and kind of getting her rattled using Gitmo techniques upon her arrival, getting a kind of sensory overload. You think, oh no.
Yeah, the flash bomb didn't help either.
Yeah, you know, my buddy's a SWAT guy and he said I can get you a flashbang if you wanted. Thought it would be a nice addition. Look, I got ahead of myself. I wanted to make it special for her. So I just went a little too hard, I guess.
Yeah, sensory overload. And now things have calmed down. I think you should go maybe ask her again.
You think I should ask her again? So skip the whole thing where I made those mannequins of her parents that I was going to have explode after they seem like they've come back to life. You think I shouldn't do that?
You did spend a lot of money on that.
I know. You know, my SWAT guy hooked me up with plastique C4 explosives. Man, I'm on so many watch. All right, I'll go back out there to Marion.
Okay.
All right, everyone,
here,
gather.
Meth first.
Everyone, gather around. Gather around. I just.
This is a must.
Marion is sitting on the couch with one of those tinfoil blankets around.
She has a PTSD counselor next to her.
Hey, Marion. Hey, Marion. Hi, Marion. You're so cute when you do this. I love it. Oh, my God. Okay. So I wanted to just, because I feel like maybe I surprised you a little bit.
Love me do, because I love you.
I'm playing a different song now. I'm trying to calm you down. Okay. I'm Marion. I wanted to apologize
just for the Beatles, Marion.
Okay.
For all the theatrics that I brought into my proposal story.
I'm starting to feel a little bitter.
I know you love drama, so I tried to bring it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to, well, I guess before I ask for your hand in marriage,
yes,
maybe I should ask your parents. Dead.
Revolution number 9. Number 9.
Oh, I didn't realize. I should have told some of our other family members to distance themselves from the mannequins.
And scene, folks. This has been Improv for Humans. Oh my gosh, I'm just gonna do this. Thanks for coming, everybody. A big thanks to the Egyptian Theater staff and Treefort for having us.
Oh, yeah.
Two podcasts up here, Bitch Sesh with Danielle Schneider, High and Mighty, and Action Boys with John Gabriel. So check those out. Otherwise, see you around the festival.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoo. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.